Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, the love that was so strong.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ruth Sherman is our guest, our good friend, one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. She is the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. She's one of the people who helps us make sure that we put our best foot forward in the marketplace. And boy, howdy, do we need that today. Ruth, thank you again for being here. Thanks for all you do for so many. I need your website, please.
RuthSherman.com.
Pretty
Thanks,
easy.
Jim.
Check it out.
Yeah, pretty easy. Yeah.
So talk to us about authenticity. This is a really important topic that I think, I wonder if people are thinking of it the right way. What do you think?
I think it's often, first of all, it's an important topic. And secondly, I think people misunderstand what it means. I noticed this particularly with the millennial generation who are now, you know, many of whom are now in their 30s.
Right.
And they are attaining leadership roles in businesses. They're starting their own businesses or they own businesses that they've been in.
They're
for
not
a while.
Kids anymore.
They're not so young anymore, right? So it's fascinating to me. But there's been, I think, a mistaken impression that many of them have that authenticity means being the same in every situation.
Really?
And it's not.
Is that,
have
they indicated that to you?
Yes, they have.
Interesting.
What they tell me is that if they just be themselves, so be yourself, that's the hashtag, if you will, right? Just be yourself. And, you know, I honestly think be yourself are the worst two words in the English language when it comes to this kind of work.
Well, if you
can't,
if you can't be a chameleon, you can't sell.
Right. So here's what, yeah, exactly. So being that chameleon, and that doesn't mean you're being inauthentic.
That's right.
It just means you're adapting your style and your communication to the situation as the situation and the environment requires it. So we are all different in different communication situations, and most of those situations we adapt without any training whatsoever, and even without consciously thinking about it. So we speak to an infant very differently than we speak to our clients,
right.
For example, right? We are
you,
with
you
our
talk,
friends.
You talk to a sibling, you call a sibling out in a heartbeat, you'd never do that to a customer.
Of course not. And so if we can start shifting the mindset around authenticity as being, instead of being yourself, it's being your best self in any given situation, then you really learn that you can adapt. What I think being yourself really is that your core values and ethics are the same throughout all of your different selves. And if you keep that going, then people will recognize it for what it is. They'll recognize that you are authentic.
Well, if you've got a customer who likes a certain thing, and you're about as uninterested in it as you could ever be in anything, then you need to learn how to be interested in that and demonstrate your interest in that. And that's part of what I call being a chameleon, because it makes the customer happy. There's nothing wrong with listening to them or talking about whatever they want to talk about. But the authenticity is whenever all that conversation is gone, is behind you, you deliver what you said you would deliver, and you look out for them to the best of your ability. That's authenticity,
exactly.
Isn't it?
That's right, and you mentioned the word listening. I mean, listening is the most important and most undervalued communication skill, as you and I both know. And it's amazing what you can uncover by just sitting there and keeping your mouth shut and just listening. So, you know, a client isn't always as articulate as they might want to be, or you might want them to be, about what they need.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge part of it, too. But the authenticity piece, Jim, you and I both know, isn't always about just being yourself in the same in every situation. You, really
you know, years ago, I don't know if they still teach this, but years ago, whenever we'd call on someone, we were taught to look around the room and see something that we thought we could have a conversation about. Oh, I see you have a lot of pictures of young people on there. How many children do you have? Or you know, maybe some kind of a football thing on the wall or whatever it might be, your sailboat. You know, it's something to find common ground, right?
Correct. And you just want to show that you're interested. So people, look, you know, everybody's favorite topic is guess who? Themselves.
That's right.
I'm no different. You're no different.
Right.
Let them talk. Show you're interested. Yeah.
No, that's exactly right. Well, I think it's fascinating that what you reported to us about the millennials. Do you think they're hung up? Do you think they're generally hung up on this?
No, I think it's actually a good quality that they have. They just haven't learned it.
No, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, I think it's a good quality. I do believe this, and I want to say it. I've said it 100 times before, and I'll say it 100 times more. The millennial generation is probably as crazy as they make us sometimes, probably the best human beings we've ever raised.
Yeah, they are very good people.
That's right.
And they mean well, and they do well, and they're all so smart and so well-educated, and it's a pleasure. And look, I'm parent of two of them,
right.
And, you know, I'm thrilled about that. Wonderful, wonderful kids.
Well,
and,
I employ them all the time,
and they're
working for me, and I love them. But there are things that we have to do to help them that I don't think we had to be helped with, but that's another story. Hey, Ruth, I need your website again one more time, please.
It's RuthSherman.com.
And the book?
It is Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. And also my newer book, Speakrits, the 30 Best, Most Effective, Most Overlooked Marketing and Personal Branding Essentials. And I'll send you that.
Hey, I don't have that. You need to send that to me.
I know.
Thanks,
I'm
going to
send it. I keep saying. You're welcome.
Come
Thank
back
you,
soon.
Jim. Have a great day.
Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. She's the best. She'll be back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back to you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.